Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by New Orleans Mayor-elect Helena Moreno, and obviously she is a council member at the present time as well. Helena, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, good morning.
So a lot of silly games being played, silly outcomes. I know that your team from PFM has been working hard on these budget numbers. A lot of interaction with the Cantrell administration in advance of the Revenue Estimating Committee meeting that was held yesterday at 9:30 a.m., which just makes things and ease of administration and transition a lot smoother. But the mayor had different thoughts. What happened?
Yeah, it was an interesting day. Let me just walk your listeners through what happened. So in looking at the budget, the previous recommendation from the Revenue Estimating Conference, or I guess I should say the current estimate or recommendation, is that revenues coming in next year roughly look like $725 million coming into the city of New Orleans. And the expenditures are roughly, you know, $920 million plus. So I was dealing with overall $222 million deficit. So having that level of cuts would be very detrimental to city services. So one of the things I instructed PFM and also Councilmember DeRusso, who is the chair of the Budget Committee, is to figure out all different types of revenue enhancements. Go find me some money, overall is what I said. Go find me some money for next year. And so they were tasked with that duty, and they found about $74 million, almost close to $75 million in new revenue. And this is everything from money that Sewage and Water Board owes us. This is money coming from a Wisner lawsuit. This is also money coming in from additional collections and new parking enforcement employees who are coming online and what that revenue looked like. And so we wanted to present this to the Revenue Estimating Conference so that there could be a new projection of money for 2026. And then that way all of our numbers could all be matched up and with our budget. So we asked for this meeting a while ago, I guess I would say about 2 weeks ago, and the mayor declined to have the meeting. But the council can still call an REC meeting by motion. So we called it by motion. So then earlier, you know, last week, we said that we would be having these additional numbers, and we had a variety of different news conferences as to how we had these additional numbers, and kind of the concept of it all was sent to the Cantrell administration. I was on your show talking about it with Councilmember DeRusso. You had all the numbers. Explain how our experts, our financial experts, got to these numbers. Also, the fact that the legislative auditor also looked through these numbers and saw that the money was real. So we asked the Cantrell administration on Wednesday if we could have a call, a Zoom, just a Zoom, a call. You know, I didn't say everybody come to City Hall, just a Zoom or a call on Friday afternoon after Thanksgiving. Give us 30 minutes to an hour to walk everybody through it so we could all get on the same page before Monday's REC meeting. at that point, the mayor declined, saying that it was a holiday and people were off traveling and all these different things. And I'm like, okay, well, we're all working, trying to get the budget together. And every other time, Newell, that it's been budget season, I can tell you that we worked weekends with the CAO's office. We worked nights. We worked whatever it took to get this budget right. And let me go back to even my time in the legislature. Same thing then. We worked with staff in the legislature, with the governor's office. I sat on the appropriations committee, and we worked all through the weekend, late into the night, midnight texts and phone calls, trying to get the budget right. That's just how the process works. So when I started to see that level of dialogue of not even willing to have this meeting because it was a weekend, or not even a meeting, really, a Zoom call, I would have been happy if we would have just had a phone call. But anyway, just seeing this level of resistance to even talk about these revenue enhancements to the budget, that's when I started to think that there could be trouble coming, obviously, for the REC meeting on Monday. I was worried that we wouldn't even have a quorum, but when I saw the mayor show up, I thought, well, you know what? Maybe cooler heads have prevailed and all is going to be fine and we'll be able to do the presentation. And the presentation that Councilmember DeRusso had put together for REC included all of these different experts. First of all, Mike Wagasback, the legislative auditor, was sitting in the audience there to be called upon should his testimony be necessary. We also had Judy Barrasso, who is our leading attorney in the Wisner case. We had Chris Johnson with Jones Walker, who had a legal opinion as to why we were able to utilize ARPA payments. We had the director of the Sewage and Water Board, along with Sewage and Water Board leadership there, ready to present, along with PFM advisors on why we realized that there could be additional collections and additional money coming in for 2026. Right off the bat, the mayor said that the numbers hadn't been properly vetted and that she wouldn't allow for the presentation. I pushed back and said, look, I know that you're the chair of this committee. I understand if you're not going to vote to approve the new number of $799 million of what we're now seeing as the true revenue coming in for 2026, but I would appreciate if you would give Councilmember DeRusso the ability to do his presentation and have all these professionals who are here today and made time to be here today the ability to do this presentation, not really necessarily for our behalf at this point, since you're not going to vote for it, you need a unanimous vote for there to be an REC recommendation, but for the public's benefit, so that they have a full understanding of how we came up with these additional revenue enhancements. And she, as chair, shot me down, said, that's not going to happen. We're not even going to do the presentation. And long story short, she adjourned the meeting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So we went into the council meeting, and because the REC recommendation is just a recommendation, we could still move forward with our budget with these revenue enhancements and have a $799 million budget and still have a balanced budget due to the fact that we have PFM advisors backing us up, due to the fact that the legislative auditor looked at these numbers. But just to be ultra, you know, conservative as and safe as I like to be and accurate, I've already talked to Council President Morrell about moving forward by motion an REC meeting on January 12th that I will then preside over, since I'll be right after I get sworn in, and then we'll go ahead and recognize this additional revenue and then move forward with everything being on the up and up with the revenue being recognized by REC. So really, this was just a disappointing, I guess, kind of delay tactic. What's even more disappointing is that Mara Force, who is the Tulane economist who sits on REC, saw the presentation that we put forward during the budget committee that laid out all of this information as to how we came up with this additional revenue. And she said that it all seemed very viable and that she would have voted on REC to recognize this additional revenue. So, like I said, it was just all very disappointing, but we still were able to move forward with a really, you know, I would say it's a strong budget for under the circumstances, where I was able to keep whole essential services like public safety and sanitation and things like that. But it was it's still going to be tough due to the level of cuts to the other departments. But this is just a starting point, Newell. As I've said before, this is a starting point with the budget. Every single day we're going to work to find different efficiencies in government, find new revenue, and get as much operational excellence as we can from city government.
I mean, the interesting thing to me is, you know, not being receptive to any of this is that the entity, the city of New Orleans, is what we should all be working for, right? And obviously the citizens of the city as well. When you're implementing budget strategies that kind of change, like when the utilization of one-time money is a budget strategy, and the additional interesting thing is that there's a series of emails where this was all vetted by her staff, right? Because this is, as you pointed out, how they ordinarily conduct their business in advance of the adoption of the budget on December 1st. This is not unusual. So I just don't understand, when you throw a softball over the plate for the mayor to hit, why not just hit it? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me, other than I guess maybe you are viewing this as an admission that what you presented is less than. Well, you need to get over that, right? We're supposed to be all adults in the room, and we shouldn't be playing the spoiled brat child. You know, I'm going to pick up my marbles and walk away.
Well, and I'll say this, I guess what was disappointing as well is that, except for one employee, nobody really like pushed back. It was just, oh, we're not going to have this Zoom meeting, I guess. Like, nobody said, it's like, you know, who was in this email chain, like, mayor, why don't we just hear them out, you know, like, or mayor, maybe I don't agree with them, but let's hear them out. You know, I mean, to not have a Zoom call for, give me 30 minutes to an hour on the Friday after Thanksgiving. I'm not saying bust up your Thanksgiving day. I'm not saying we need a Thanksgiving day Zoom meeting. I'm saying the day after. Can you take 30 minutes to an hour to deal with one of the most important issues that you as mayor should be dealing with, which is the city operational budget? And the answer was no. Now, I am incredibly grateful for one of the CAO staffers who, even though, from what I understand, was told not to help and not to work, she spent hours and hours through her holiday and weekend helping Joe DiRusso and I and my team come up with the different amendments and make sure that the council was ready to have all the amendments submitted on time and the budget passed on time tomorrow. And we could not have done it without her. And I appreciate that type of city employee that knows that overall their role in government is to serve the people of the city. And her role here was to ensure that the city budget was passed on time. Because I can tell you, if myself and Joe and our staff not familiar with all the different codes in the budget, I mean, that's not what we do every single day. I mean, this is a very specific job. There's no way we could have gotten it done without her. And I am forever grateful, and I won't forget, and it is noticed, how she did step up for us.
And that's what you're required to do. I mean, you know, look, I served for a number of years. There are a lot of things that were not convenient. You know, the state law, parish ordinances, city ordinances dictate certain things happen at certain times, and the holidays move sometimes, and sometimes it's just at a very inconvenient point in time, but still required. You still have that fiduciary obligation to the public, you know, and to the entity, the city of New Orleans, and you have to fulfill it. It's just kind of mind-numbing to me that we play these silly games, we have silly outcomes, and we're not working together to try and turn this around. You know, and then we find out from the WWL reporting that David Hammer did on the JIRR program, we have a better understanding now why. It's a head-scratcher to me, but, I mean, why we find ourselves in the predicament that we find ourselves in. I mean,
I don't know how much you've talked about the David Hammer story with your listeners, but
I intend to at 12:30.
Okay, good. Well, I'll say this. I mean, just a quick preview then. The fact that that the city used general fund operating dollars to pay for federally funded projects and just hope to be reimbursed is unbelievable. And so roughly what I'm hearing is $120 million. I'm having the number audited and checked by the state legislative auditor. We're actually going into a meeting with the CAO's office on this tomorrow. As you can imagine, I've talked to everyone from had Mike Wagasback reach out to members of Congress to see what we can do to get this figure and figure out a reimbursement. I've also contacted folks with the governor's office for assistance here, because if we can recoup these dollars, this is what can get us out of this mess sooner than later. And but the fact that they took this route and used general fund dollars and not, let's say, you know, capital dollars to be able to do this to front this money was just like, wow.
But help me out with this, if you don't mind, real quick. So under the JIRR program, I remember Joe Threat testifying before the council and talking about how fortunate the city was that they were able to work out a reimbursement program where they were actually advanced dollars, right? And the way that it worked, and that actually helped facilitate them accomplish a lot of what they accomplished. Did he know they were paying this money out of the general fund as opposed to taking advantage of this special accommodation to the city of New Orleans, which I don't know who was able to craft that, but kudos to them, because you don't see those agreements very often. At least I never saw them.
Yeah. No clue. And I'll tell you this. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm bringing Mike Wagasback back to the meeting tomorrow, or he's bringing me, vice versa, we both kind of asked for the meeting and we both asked to bring each other, is so that we can get a real understanding as to how did this all happen. He wants to hear it for his office, and obviously I want to hear it for not only the council, but for the office I'll soon take over, so we can figure out these next steps. But that's the other piece, too, is that we're really finding out a lot of this, and kudos to David Hammer because of a lot of the work that he's done and what he's been able to uncover as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, because that's where your working capital resides, is in the general fund.
I mean, no doubt. You know. It doesn't make any sense at all. I know. And then what's interesting, as you probably saw as well, is that they went from general fund and then they were like, oh, wait, let's not do that anymore. Let's go ahead and go to the capital fund instead, which actually made more sense. That's really concerning. But if we can get it figured out, this is something that if we're able to get that reimbursement, it could really turn things around for the city.
No, there's no doubt about that. And hopefully the governor has the wherewithal to make some decisions on how that, you know, will be carried forward, because that could be huge in the recovery of this predicament that we find ourselves in at the present time. As always, Mayor-elect Moreno, thank you so much for spending time with us. We know that you're incredibly busy, but I got to tell you, what I'm hearing from folks is they really appreciate the transparency and they appreciate the attention to detail.
Well, thank you, Newell. I appreciate that. And today I'll be announcing my leadership team, so stay tuned for that.
Well, I wasn't going to ask you about that, but if you want to reveal a one or two right now, that would be...
Look,
okay, but we're just teasing.
I don't want to blow it for all the candidates, you know, who are going to be up with me today.
I get it.
All the different folks. So.
I get it. That attention to detail. I get it.
Right. Thank you.
Well, have a great day and a great week. Thank you so much, and good luck with the state.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. We're broadcasting live from the People's Health Medicare Center right here at 3017 Veterans Boulevard. Come on by. Make sure that you take care of your business relative to Medicare. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.